free from Leith, number 146.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Played on you, so it's a kid. this little chain around the neighborhood going into the borders of the world. And this, of course, you only get a gamble more for my young lady than you saw all these bands. I am from like Trump and from the UK, actually, the whole of the UK is all very famous shows. From when there was all lots of comes to mind, I'm from the sort of way I'm trying to have a house in the back of the spring. So I'm always going to back of the spring. So I always was like, well, what did we continue up until the summer? Some more music, and I am going to play you a track by a band we have featured on Free From Roof a few times before. They are the Heist Brothers, and this is a track from their brand new album entitled The Return of the Heist Brothers. I think it's album number 3, and the track is a title track from that, and it's called Call My Shoulder, Your Home. We'll be right back.
situation, but no.
Of CDs in the corner of the room because I knew that Nelson had sent me a sort of flyer, a bit of blurb with that CD, and do you think I could find it? I was thinking, now I did read something about what that song was about, something to do with the child. And fortunately the scrabbling paid off. I have found the piece of paper and I was right. It was because during the recording of the album, Nelson's wife became pregnant and they had a baby girl named Paige Susan Heiss. So congratulations to you both. And Nelson said that out of the adventure came that song called My Shoulder Your Home, and also on the album there's another song called The Presence of Paige. And he hasn't left his wife either, because she gets the song That's the Least I Can Do. And as he says, where it goes after that is anybody's guess. Well, to the pair of you, good luck with the adventure of childhood. I'm sure she's bringing you much delight and joy by now. I'm sure you've had her around in your life for a while. And it only gets better, let me tell you, as the father of a daughter. You are in for many years of joy, fun and laughter. And a little bit of sadness and tears. But anyway, she will enrich your lives. But before I get any more maudlin and start spouting the same thing over and over again, a bit more about the turn of the Heiss Brothers, which is the third album. They say it's hard to explain the album. The first idea from Nelson and Robert was to write a country Christian album to take advantage of the built-in market and grab all the money, because, as you know, the Christians do buy a lot of Christian music. I don't know if you have any very Christian relatives, but if you do, I do. My mum is very religious. And she certainly buys all these strange albums by bands, and the only reason she'll buy them is because they're Christian and there's songs about Jesus on it. As you can tell, I'm not a religious person. They wrote that to take advantage of the built-in marketing and get some money, but it only resulted in the one song called Praise Jesus, but they couldn't go any further with that with a straight face, so they continued by recording their normal album. Joining the brothers this time round on the album is Matt Egger, who is a multi-talented musician, and he brought some harmony to the brothers' sound. The hit and misses drummer V Stack, yes, Stacey Archer, I've played some hit and misses on the podcast before, she laid down about half the drum tracks, while Austin Smith, he put down the drums for Hennepin and 7th Street, and John Chin of the Central City Recording Studio mastered the album, and the brothers took care of the rest. It's chapter 3 of their ongoing merry-go-round life, and they do hope you'll enjoy it. So if you did enjoy that and you want to hear some more, www.theheisebrothers.com, that's theheisebrothers.com, www.myspace.com/theheisebrothers, or the Heist Bros. I should have said Bros, because brothers would confuse you if you're trying to write that down. Theheisebros again. Or there's theheistbros@hotmail.com if you fancy dropping them an email and telling them what you thought of what you heard on the podcast. If you do, remember and mention that you heard them on 3 from Leith. And if you did enjoy it, and you've got the money rattling around in your pocket, which you may well do after your summer holidays because you probably couldn't get out in the rain and spend it, why not buy an album? Anyway, talking of summer holidays again, he says, waving his CD boxes around as he tries to get himself organised, what else did I do on my 2 weeks off? Well, I decided to take part in a charity cycle ride, which goes from Glasgow to Edinburgh on the 14th of September. It's called Pedal for Scotland, and I thought it was about time that I actually got out and did something other than commute, and I am going to do that cycle ride for charity, for leukemia research. So I'll be raising money for them, which is a very worthy cause. And if you did feel like donating some money to the charity and egging me on to cycle that distance on a Sunday, hopefully the rain will stay off and the sun will come out. We're keeping our fingers crossed, because last year and the year before it was torrential rain for the whole ride. If you would like to sponsor me, I have set up a page online at justgiving.com, and I've done that so that you don't have to hop on a train, plane, bus or walk to come here to fill in a paper form. You can go online, thanks to the miracle of modern technology, at www.justgiving.com/Grant Mason. Grant Mason, all one word. And once you get in there, you can see a lovely picture of my bike, you can read about what I'm doing, and you can get plastic out and make a donation to the charity. Now, don't feel that you have to, because I'm not trying to force anybody to contribute if they don't want to. I'm doing it if you wanted to, that is absolutely fine by me. If you don't want to, it's absolutely fine by me as well. I know times are hard. You may also sponsor your own charities and be sending your money in those directions. But every little helps, and if you do want to, then please do pop along to that website and sponsor me. Hopefully I will take my camera on the day, and if it's not raining and if there's not too much lightning, who knows what else is going on, I will get the camera and hopefully I'll take some pictures, and I'll hopefully get people to take pictures of me. I'm actually doing it as part of a small team. It's a team of people from a cycling web forum that I take part in, none of whom I've actually met before. They are all really from around Edinburgh or Glasgow, and we will all have our cycle chat jerseys on, because we had some made, was it the end of last year? We had some jerseys made up with the forum logos and everything on them, so we will all have our jerseys on, so we'll look like a team, and I'll meet them all for the first time. But whatever happens, it is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic fun day, because as you know, I've probably said before, I don't mind riding in the rain, so even if it does chuck down the rain, and even if it is going to be 50 miles in rain, as long as it's just rain and there isn't a really strong headwind, then I will not mind. I will thoroughly enjoy myself. So there you go. If you want to sponsor me, feel free. other things I did on holidays, I went to see three shows at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, two by the wonderful, legendary, legend I needed on lunchtime, I think, Count Arthur Strong, who does a radio show on BBC Radio 4 over here. I went to see Count Arthur's own Fringe show, which is called The Man Behind the Smile. And I also later on went to see a special recording of Count Arthur Strong's radio show. So I was in the audience for that, and that, I think, is going out this Monday, Bank Holiday Monday here, on BBC Radio 4 at 11:30 in the morning. And I had an absolutely fantastic time at both. The second one, the radio show, took my dad along with me, and he laughed his head off, and afterwards we met Paul and Judy Hutchison from the Total Podcast of You podcast, who I know through being involved in podcasting, and they were also involved in Podcast User magazine. They were over from the States on holiday. Paul was actually... Now, Paul is English, although he tells me he was born in the States, but basically raised in England, so he sounds English. Judy is American. They were over with their two teenage daughters, and we met up with them in Pleasance Courtyard, and they actually brought the son out for a couple of hours, so Dad and I sat with them, had a lovely chat. The girls managed to attract lots of attention by building Edinburgh Castle out of festival flyers on the table in front of us. So if you ever happen to see any Edinburgh Festival pictures, and there is a wonderful creation of Edinburgh Castle made out of paper flyers, then you'll know it was the Hutchison girls. Apart from that, well, yeah, I went to see Just a Minute, which is another BBC Radio 4 comedy quiz show. It's not a quiz show. It's a show where basically the guests have a minute to talk on a chosen subject without repetition, deviation, or hesitation. And that was a fantastic laugh as well. Very well-known celebrities in the UK on that one, comedians. What else did I do? I took the cat to the vet. Poor old October has been getting very thin all of a sudden recently. So, in a state of panic, I had her off to the vet after consulting with my ex-girlfriend, who is a vet, who told me it'd be worth getting some bloods taken. October was dragged off to the vet for the first time in almost 17 years, and hopefully, and well, what it looks like from the results of all the blood tests, is that she has a thyroid problem, which is hopefully treatable by medication. So for the last 2 weeks, I have been forcing a pill down October's throat every evening, and she hasn't thanked me for it, as you can imagine. She's even got wise to the fact that I tried to bribe her with a cat treat, and she's refusing to take them anymore, so it's just a case of grabbing her when I can, wrapping the towel around her, quickly popping the pill down her throat, wait until she swallowed it, letting her go, and then going and feeding her her dinner. So I think she is on the mend. Next Friday I'm taking a day off work because I'm going to take her to the vet, because he wanted to see her in 3 weeks' time after being on 3 weeks' worth of pills, just to take another blood test to make sure her levels are all back to normal. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the all is now well. She's actually feeling a lot less bony when I stroke her, and she seems to have been stuffing her face. She was stuffing her face when she was getting skinny, but she seems to be even hungrier since she's taking these pills. So I'm assuming she is piling the weight back on while she can. Anyway, I have been blethering on for far, far too long, although I do think I remembered to tell you everything I was supposed to tell you, and blethered on about what I did in my holidays as well. And it's time for some more music before you die of complete boredom. And the last two tracks on this week's podcast are by the band called Electric Touch, whose CD was sent to me by Mick Wainman of Digital Music Marketing. Well done again to Mick, he's got my taste down to T. This one arrived, and thoroughly enjoyed this one as well. And I was under the impression that they were an American band until I started listening to it, and I thought, now that lead singer has a very good English accent, or can put one on. And in fact, when I started to read the bump that came with it, Shane Lawler, who is on vocals, is an Englishman, and he's in the band with three true blue Texans. And that band indeed is Electric Touch, who are described as a monster of a group whose sound is big enough to fill an arena. The album is self-titled. It's called Electric Touch, and I think it is out now on Austin-based Justice Records. And it's produced by Frenchie Smith, who also produced Built to Spill, the Dandy Warhols and the Meat Puppets, and mixed by Gavin McKillop, who mixed the Goo Goo Dolls, Sugar Cult and the Lars. And the band is a four-piece, so Shane Lawler on vocals, Louis Messina Jr. on drums, Ross Dubois on bass, and Christopher Lee on guitar. Now, this CD actually came with 3 signs worth of publicity bump, and I could read lots of it out, but I have talked far too much already, and I'm sure you'll find out basically the same information if you go to the band's websites or MySpace, or indeed to the record company's website. And indeed, yes, you can at www.electrictouchmusic.com. And once you get into their site, if you click on bio, then you'll get all the information that I have here. So rather than me read it out, I'll let you read that yourselves. You can also find links there to buy a copy of that album. So if you have enjoyed what you heard, then make sure, if you've got the spare cash, that you help support the artists. I know that times are tight at the moment. There just seems to be a big credit crunch on, and nobody has any money. But if you do have some, I'm sure you have some rattling around, then these things aren't expensive, and they will give you hours, months, years of pleasure, as well as helping to support the band and help them to produce more of the same. The band also have a MySpace, which you will find at myspace.com/electrictouchmusic, where I see you'll also be able to listen again to the 2 tracks that you're about to hear, as well as hear a 3rd track from the album. But anyway, once again, let me just thank Mick Weinman at Digital Music Marketing, which is digitalmusicmarketing.com, for sending me that CD, and for continuing to keep sending me fantastic CDs. He obviously knows my taste well from his roster of artists, and he always sends me some stunners. So thanks, Mick, and I hope you have enjoyed your holiday, where I'm sure your weather will be much better than mine. So without any further ado, because I'm sure you are very desperate to go off and do something much more worthy with your time, I am going to play out with 2 tracks from Electric Touch, and the tracks are Love in Our Hearts, and that's going to be followed by Don't Be Afraid. So until next week, thanks for listening, thanks for staying subscribed, thanks for waiting for me whilst I was on holiday, and I will catch you all again next week. Cheerio.
powered by Libsyn.